Good evening. I'm John Yang. This week's series of shootings by federal agents enforcing President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration has sparked a weekend of protests. There were rallies and demonstrations across the country. They were organized after a woman was fatally shot by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday, and a Customs and Border Protection agent wounded two people the next day in Portland, Oregon. In Minneapolis, crowds gathered in the city where an ICE officer shot and killed 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good and demanded that ICE leave. Voices of anger and outrage were heard across the country.
Killing people in the streets in intimidation tactics is horrifying, and we can't allow it. We have to stand up.
We want ICE off the streets!
From Durham, North Carolina, to rainy Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia, demonstrators in hundreds of cities and towns took to the streets in a mass protest dubbed the ICE Out for Good Weekend of Action. Some protesters say ICE is overstepping its legal power and jeopardizing public safety. For others, the threat to democracy is just as urgent.
We will win when we come together, because it's not about them, it's about us. Trump must go now. ICE must go for good.
More protests are scheduled for tomorrow. Lisa Gilbert is the co-president of Public Citizen, a progressive advocacy group that helped organize today's protests. Lisa, what are you hearing from around the country about turnout and whether or not there have been any problems or troubles?
Well, turnout has been amazing. We're holding 1,000 plus events, peaceful, lawful vigils around the country, in this astounding moment where people are reacting to an atrocity. It was organized in only 48 hours. And so the massive numbers we're seeing, the number of people turning out, telling their neighbors to turn out, all of it just demonstrates the real magnitude of the outrage that I think people are feeling.
Were you surprised that it came together so quickly?
I think this issue really impacts us all. No one in America should walk the street fearful of masked agents, should be worrying that their businesses could be ransacked or facing intimidation and violence or even death just for being a good neighbor. I think many people see themselves in this incident, have been truly horrified at the escalating violence that they've seen from ICE and CBP. And this moment sparked a tinder. People are reacting to an abuse of power that they've been watching for many weeks and months.
What was the goal for today? What do you hope to accomplish?
The goal for today is to have a community-led, nonviolent, lawful reaction to the horrors that we've been seeing. The deadly violence, the terror wielded by ICE, the abuse of power from Trump, none of it is acceptable. So we want to honor and humanize the lives that have been taken by ICE. We want to demand accountability and transparency and immediate investigation into the killing of Renee Good, and just really expose the systematic pattern of violence, which, you know, does not just include Renee. It includes 30 plus lives that have been lost in ICE detention just in 2025. So calling attention, calling for accountability, these are our goals.
The Trump administration has already said that they're going to send in, deploy more, a bigger federal presence into Minneapolis. I mean, what do you say to that?
I think it is exactly the wrong reaction. People are calling for this non-essential, unnecessary, militarized force to leave. The reaction has been clear, and what more troops will spark is more intensity. And what we want to do is de-escalate, focus on accountability for the harms that have already been perpetrated, and move forward. This is exactly the wrong direction to go.
Both Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz warned against doing anything that could sort of be used as a pretext for sending in more federal agents. What do you say to that? Was that a concern when you were organizing these events?
Well, our events are First Amendment right protests. So long as they are nonviolent and peaceful, which they have been and which was the goal and undergirded all of our organizing, we were not concerned that what we were doing could spark a reaction of this nature. However, we know the Trump administration is seeking any excuse to put further troops into the nation, to militarize at higher levels. We've even been fearful, as many know, of the Insurrection Act being invoked at any spurious pretext. So we are, of course, always worried about what the Trump administration will do. They have clear authoritarian goals. But I think what we can control is how peaceful and clear our actions are. And they're needed in this moment of violence. We need to stand up together.
And do you think the momentum will keep up tomorrow?
I do. Absolutely. I think we've only seen growth throughout the day. Yesterday, there were 500 events. By the night, there were 800. By the morning, there were 1,000, and so on and so forth. You know, people are really outraged, and it's showing up everywhere across the country, and we expect it to continue building.
Lisa Gilbert, co-president of Public Citizen, thank you very much.
Thank you.